I'm Mike Harding, and like some monk of the Middle Ages, I'm sitting in a stone cell in the Yorkshire Dales on quite a glum day, actually. It's a bit drizzly and mizzly out there at the moment, but not to worry. I'm sitting in here with a cup of coffee and a heap of CDs with which I am going to regale your lugholes. Loads and loads of great music, and you're especially welcome if you're listening in the Appalachian Mountains, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, the west of Ireland, or on little radio stations throughout the United Kingdom. Loads and loads of great stuff, and I'm going to kick off with an old track from an album called The House Carpenter's Daughter from Natalie Merchant. It's a nice up-and-at-it way to start any show. Natalie Merchant with Down on Penny's Farm. Something about that track that reminds me of The Horse Flies. It's that sort of repetitive, old-timey fiddle double-stopping in the background. Great stuff. Down on Penny's Farm. Natalie Merchant from the album The House Carpenter's Daughter. Now, two old mates of mine, two good old boys, Ralph McTell and Wiz Jones, have been promising each other that they were going to get together and make an album for, I think, something like 50 years, since they both met up way back in the early days of the second wave of the folk revival in the late 60s down in Cornwall at Folk Cottage and various other places. Well, 50 years on, they finally got it all together. They went into the studios and produced what I think is a very, very fine album indeed called About Time. And from it, this is Ralph McTell and Wiz Jones, two legends in their own lunchtimes with Morning Blues.
Been in business and I've been in love. Used to fly high like a turtle dove. Had the blues, man, is a time. Just a girl on a poor boy's mind. I got the morning blues. Oh, so bad. Honey, come and kiss me, they're the worst I've ever had. Well, I don't have to work too hard. I got a girl in a rich folks' yard. When she kissed cheeky, well, she sent me the wings. She thinks I'm working, but I ain't done a thing. Got the morning blues. Oh, so bad. Saying, honey, come and kiss me, they're the worst I ever had. Niggas were the grease, the dimes were the lord. I buy my own, but the times is hard. There ain't no need to work so hard. I can live off the chickens in my neighbor's yard. I got the morning blues. Post on bay. Honey, come and kiss me, they're the worst I've ever had. This morning, a pain in my head, so I crawled right back in bed. Alone in the morning, make you feel so bad. These lonesome blues, they make you feel so sad. I got the morning blues. Boy, so bad. Oh, honey, come and kiss me, they're the worst I ever had. Honey, come and kiss me, they're the worst I ever had.
The album's called About Time, and that was Wiz Jones and Ralph McTell there with The Morning Blues. Two of the nicest blokes on the planet, I've got to say, and I think any of you who've had the good fortune to meet either Ralph or Wiz will know that that's true. Two guys who've paid their dues, been round the block several thousand times, and are still playing and making great music and great songs. Two top blokes. Now, I went on Settle Market the other day and there's a bloke with a vinyl stall there, and while mooching through it, I found a vinyl copy of one of my favourite albums ever. For a quid, would you believe? Almost pristine, just had to cut a few clicks and fluffs out with an electronic scalpel, courtesy of Pro Tools. Ali Bain was a young lad from Shetland when he made the album. He'd just met up with Mike Wellens from Lauder in the Scottish Borders, and the two of them made much magic in the folk clubs of the late 60s and early 70s. Here they are with a set of Shetland tunes, Jack Broke the Prison Door, Donald Blue, and Who'll Dance Wi Watty. Stuff recorded by Bill Leader and mastered by Nick Kinsey at Livingston Studios, 1971. The record was first released. The number is Trailer LER 2022, and it says on the sleeve Stereo. Then was the days Stereo. Great stuff. Ali Bain and Mike Wellens, and the album is simply called Ali Bain and Mike Wellens. That was a set of Shetland tunes. I'm going to play another track from the album later in the show because it is a true classic. Now, Belinda O'Hooley and Heidi Tido are two fine lasses who delight audiences wherever they go. I've worked with them a good few times, and they are great performers and great fun. Their albums are always well-crafted, songs beautifully performed, and more importantly, they're about real things. They tell us stories. The song I'm going to play you now is from their latest album, Shadows, and it's called Beryl. Beryl Burton was a cyclist who dominated, I'm reading this, who dominated women's cycling racing in the UK, winning more than 90 UK championships and 7 world titles, and setting numerous national records. In 1967, she set a women's record for the 12-hour time trial, which a man failed to beat for the next 2 years. While setting the record, this is what I love, while setting the record, Beryl caught up and passed Mike McNamara, who was on his way to setting the men's record at 276.52 miles and winning that year's men's British best all-rounder. Beryl is supposed to have given him a licorice all-sort as she passed him. Apparently, McNamara ate the sweet, but still came second. Beryl Burton was a cracking cyclist, an amazing role model for girls all over the world. And she was a Leeds lass, which makes things even better. I love this track because of the bicycle sounds it's got. It gives you the real feeling of actually being on a bike. Here's O'Hooley and Tido with Beryl.
You might think that she was born on two wheels, Mom and Dad behind her and the stars at her heels. Never looking back, I'm gonna make me mark. Never looking back, I'm gonna make me mark. Born into nothing, a shy awkward lass. Coordination, St. Vitus a dance. Never looking back, I'm gonna make me mark. Never looking back, I'm gonna make me mark. Side, like a curly crop, tightly organized. Never looking back, I'm gonna make me mark. Never looking back, I'm gonna make me mark. Sprockets and mudguards, Charlie's a guy. Dancing through the ginnels, the queen of British town. Never looking back, I'm gonna make me mark. Never looking back, I'm gonna make me mark.
Push and push repeat.
Good stuff. That was O'Hoolihan Tido from the album Shadows with Beryl, a song celebrating the great Beryl Burton. I could hear the Sturmey Archers clicking all the way through that. Now, this next song is said by many people to be the best version of Lord Franklin ever. Lord Franklin, in Victorian days, set off to find the Northwest Passage, that elusive route through the frozen north of Canada. He failed, and he and his men died in the attempt. Well, the song that was written, and we don't know who wrote it, it's by Anon, A-N-O-N, is one of the classic ballads of all time. And this, many people think, and I've got to say, I'm pretty much in agreement with them, is possibly the best version of it ever. The singer-guitarist Michael O'Donnell and fiddler Kevin Burke from the album Promenade, here with their version of Lord Franklin. Kevin Burke on fiddle, Michael O'Donnell on lead vocals and guitar, and I think it was Triona, his sister there, singing backing vocals on a very, very beautiful version of Lord Franklin. I think it is one of the finest, if not the finest version ever, and that's from the album Promenade. Now, time for another track from the stunning new album from The Changing Room. The album is called Picking Up the Pieces, and this is a Cornish song called Delio Sevi, I think that's how it's pronounced. The Cornish language is not dead and defunct. It has in fact been revived, and lots of people are learning Cornish and speaking Cornish, including Sam Kelly of The Changing Room, who here shares vocals with Tanya Britton, who has an absolute... Well, Sam's got a great voice, but so has Tanya Britton. I didn't realise how beautiful her voice was until this new album came out. Stunning stuff. In fact, the whole album is so damn good, I'm almost speechless, and that's saying something. Here's The Changing Room with Delio Sevi. Changing Room with Delio Sevi from their new album Picking Up the Pieces. It's one of my favourite albums of recent weeks. Do go and listen to some more of their stuff. They are phenomenal. Now, Michelle Burke, lead singer with Cherish the Ladies, made an album called Step Into My Parlour a few years back. She made a stage show after finding a scrapbook of her great-granny's in a cupboard, and looking at it, there was the words to songs, and there was recipes, and there were adverts, and all kinds of stuff. She put a stage show together called Step Into My Parlour, and this is one of the songs from the album of the same name. I've been a fan of this lass for a long time. I just love the beautiful East Cork lilt in her voice. Wonderful.
One morning a fair maid arose, dressed herself up in the finest of clothes, and off to the shoemaker's shop and then she goes for a kiss in the morning early. Well, the cobbler arose and he soon let her in, his hammer and all were as neat as a pin, and he was the young man to greet her so slim with a kiss in the morning early. Oh, cobbler, oh, cobbler, too soon we'll be wed and nestled together in a fine feather bed. So mend me two shoes with two buckles of red for a kiss in the morning early. Well, she then hid the shoes at the back of her waist, admired his good cobbling and shoemaker's taste, and off she went. Oh, well, she was pretty faced for being in the morning early. Oh, I got me a man, and I will wed him as soon as I can. As handsome as Aaron, she let her did stand for me kiss in the morning early. Oh, her father was thinking and thinking again that he was a rich man and could have him for kin. God knows what it might be, a prince or a king, that she met in the morning early. Who knows what it might be, a jobber from town, or a noble sea captain who sailed the world round. A man with some thousands and thousands of pounds, that she met in the morning early. Now her father was smiling, his daughter embraced. In touching her buckles, he drew back in haste. He spied two shoes that were tied to her waist for being in the morning early. Oh, daughter, he started to shout when he did discover what she was about. God knows, but 'twas only that all cobbling lout that you met in the morning early. It was early one morning a fair maid arose, dressed herself up in the finest of clothes, and off to the shoemaker's shop then she goes for her kiss in the morning.
Well, that was originally a song from Scotland about a cobbler getting a lass in the family way, but happily that has a much softer ending. That was A Kiss in the Morning Early from Michelle Burke's album Step Into My Parlour. And I love her voice. Absolutely superb. Wonderful stuff. Now, time for a modern classic. Nine Stone Rig from Linda Thompson's album Fashionably Late. Fashionably late because there was a number of years when Linda was suffering from a vocal problem, which meant that she couldn't record. Eventually, she got back in the studio and gathered a heap of great musicians around her, including her son Teddy Thompson and Danny Thompson, who's not her son because he's probably old enough to be her bigger and more sensible brother. Nine Stone Rig has all the great elements of storytelling and the tradition, yet it was written by Linda and Teddy, and it is an absolutely superb song.
They shot him dead at the Nine Stone Rig beside the headless cross, and they left him lying in his blood upon the moor and the moss. They buried him at midnight when the dew fell cold and still, and the women in grey forgot to pray and the mist clung to the hill. Oh, gentle wind that's blowing south from where my love repairs, convey a kiss from his dear mouth and tell me how he fares. Word was carried back to me as if by God's command. Your sweetheart was murdered yesterday by your brother's jealous hand. Again, since my darling went through death's door, with one lock of his yellow hair, I'll chain my heart forevermore. Oh, my. mother dear, please make my bed. I'll lay me down in sorrow. My love, he died for me last night. I'll die for him tomorrow. Shot him dead at the nine stone rig beside the headless cross, and they left him lying in his blood upon the moor and the moors.
Sterling bass work there from Danny Thompson on a song written by Linda Thompson and her son Teddy, Nine Stone Rig. Wonderful. Well, how would you describe it? Because it takes a lot of the motifs and a lot of the themes of traditional ballads and remolds them and makes a completely new song, and a wonderful song too. The album Fashionably Late. Now, Kayla, I think that's how you pronounce it, K-A-E-L-A, Kayla Rowan, was a lead singer with the Scottish band Mouth Music. Well, she's just put out a solo album called The Fruited Thorn, and it's a collection of really, really fine versions of traditional songs. This album, she says in the notes, is an homage to all the amazing ballads and ballad singers past and present, to those great singers who bring songs to life and helped awaken the young singer in me. Sheila Stewart said, quote, "You search and you find your soul, and you put that into the singing." End of quote. Well, it is a truly fine album. And from it, this is Kayla Rowan's version of the traditional song, Mary and the Gallant Soldier.
High renown, who would hear of a fair young maiden as she roved out on a summer's day to view the soldiers parading? Well, they marched so bold and they looked so gay, and the colours flying and the bands a-playing. Well, it caused young Mary for to say, "I'll wed you, my gallant soldier." She viewed the soldiers on parade as they stood at their leisure. Mary to herself did say, "Well, at last I found my treasure." But oh, how cruel my parents must be to banish my love so far from me. Well, I'll leave them all and I'll go with thee, my bold undaunted soldier. Oh, Mary dear, my truest love, I pray don't be unruly, for when we're in the foreign land, believe me, you'll rue it surely. And perhaps in battle I might fall with a shot from an angry cannonball, and you so far from your daddy's hall, be advised by a gallant soldier. I've 50 guineas in my fold, likewise a heart that's bolder. Well, I'll leave them all and I'll go with thee, my bold undaunted soldier. And don't say no and let me go, and I will face the daring foe, and we'll march together to and fro, and I'll wed you, my gallant soldier. And when he saw her loyalty and Mary so true-hearted, he said, "My darling, married we'll be, and nothing but death will part us. And when we're in the foreign land, we'll guard you, darling, with my right hand, and we'll hope that God may stand a friend for Mary and her gallant soldier. And when we're in the foreign land,
you, darling, with my right hand, and I hope that God may stand a friend for Mary and her gallant soldier.
Great version of the traditional Mary and the Gallant Soldier from Kyla Rowan's album, The Fruited Thorn. And of course, I played that in particular because I am a sucker for the jew's harp, and there was some fine jew's harp playing on that track. Good stuff. Now I'm going to play you another track from the Ali Bain and Mike Wellens 1971 eponymous album. It's called Jimmy Clay. It's a Patrick Sky song. I haven't got time to explain about Patrick Sky, an amazing singer-songwriter who ended up founding Green Linnet Records and has become a well-known and skilled Uilleann pipe maker and player. That's the Irish bagpipes. He's a great piper and a great pipe maker, more importantly. Well, he wrote this song, Jimmy Clay, about a soldier in the Vietnam War, and I think it's one of the finest anti-war songs ever written. And I'm playing it in particular for Pete Haywood, who founded and ran for many years that great Scots folk magazine, The Living Tradition. So, Pete, if you're listening, this is for you. Ali Bain and Mike Wellens with a phenomenal version of Jimmy Clay. Just listen to the fiddle droning through this in such a soulful way.
When you walk down the street, who will follow you? 6 o'clock, it's getting late. The moon, it is rising as the sticky dew molds on the ground by the gate. With your rifle on your shoulder as you walk along, listening to your boot heels hit the sod, smoking your cigar as you hum a song, thinking of your mother and your God. Ah, but you're alone, Jimmy Clay. As you smoke your cigar and earn your pay, and 15,000 soldiers are marching by your side, but still you're alone, Jimmy Clay. Remember New York town, good old New York town. The friends, the drinks, the cups and all. And the whores that took your money when you couldn't stand. And all the roaring nights you can't recall. Remember Alice Faye, good old Alice Faye. She'd been through life at least 10 times around. And when she said she loved you, well, she meant it, boy. Remember the night you nearly drowned. Ah, but you're alone, Jimmy Clay. As you smoke your cigar and think of yesterday, but yesterday don't matter when it's gone away. Where did it go, Jimmy Clay? So as you lie there in the mud, who will talk to you? Nobody, Jimmy Clay. For when you're gone, mankind follows after you. Doesn't it, Jimmy Clay? And your face is growing moldy where they kissed your cheek and said, please die for us, Jimmy Clay. And so you died a soldier and a hero's death. Congratulations, Jimmy Clay. Now you're alone, Jimmy Clay. You can smoke your cigar and earn your pay. And somewhere in the distance you can hear the fiddle play. But not one note will change, Jimmy Clay.
Well, it's clunky and clinky because it's vinyl, but it's a classic album of its time. Ali Bain and Mike Wellens from the album of the same name with the Patrick Sky song Jimmy Clay. That album is a real, real gem. So lucky to have found it there for a quid on Settle Market just down the hill from where I am in this little stone hut. Now, Jennifer Austin, Kristen Harvey, Gina Leslie and Katrina Price have come together under the collective name of Farrah. They are making many, many majestic waves on the young Scottish folk scene. Their album, simply called Farrah, is, I think, only available as a download, which is a shame, because it is absolutely wonderful. From it, this is a song from a poem by Charles Kingsley called Three Fishers. Charles Kingsley, who wrote The Water Babies. And it was set to music by Garnet Rogers, brother of the late and great Canadian singer-songwriter Stan Rogers. The result, I think, is a wonderful song, and this is an absolutely terrific version from the Scottish quartet Farrah.
Fishers went sailing out into the west, as the sun went down. Each thought of the woman that loved him the best. Children stood watching them out of the town. Men must work and women must weep, though there's little tay yarn and many tay keep in the harbour. Trimmed the corpses lay out on the shining sands. In the morning gleam as the tide went down, the women were weeping and wringing their hands. For those who will never come back to the town, for those who will never come back to the town. Men must work and women must weep, for the sooner it's over, the sooner it is sleep. And goodbye to the bonnetless men, and goodbye to the bonnetless men. Men must work and women must weep, for the sooner it's over, the sooner it is sleep. And goodbye to the bonnetless men, and goodbye to the bonnetless men.
And men must work and women must weep. And that was the way it was in the fishing industries in those days. Well, it still is, of course, to a great extent. That was Farah, or Farah, I'm not sure whether it's a long A or a short A, from the album of the same name, with a beautiful version of the Charles Kingsley poem set to music by Garnet Rogers, Three Fishers. Now, let's have another track from the brilliant and most wonderful new album from a band called New Road, which is composed of Leonard Barry, Rick Epping, Andy Morrow and Shamey O'Dowd, four of the best Irish musicians on the planet. Guest artists on the album also include Johnny Ringo McDonough of Arcady and Dadannan, and Kathy Jordan of Dervish and the Unwanted. The New Road band, from their album Stone Walls and Streetlights, are here going to get your feet tapping with a set of tunes, The Road to Listunvanna, Keep the Old Ark Rolling and The Blackbird. And by the way, any of you who know a little bit about Irish music will recognise that the second tune, Keep the Old Ark Rolling, is a strange but wonderful version of the traditional hornpipe, The Boys of Blue Hill. cracking set of tunes there from the band New Road, and that's from their album Stone Walls and Street Lights. The Road to Liszt Nirvana, Keep the Old Ark Rolling, and The Blackbird. Now, Luke Daniels is a lad I've known for years as one of the finest melodeon players on the planet. I didn't know that he was also a guitarist, a piano player, and a singer. He's got an amazing voice, not unsimilar to that of Nick Jones when he was in his prime. He's just released an album called Revolve and Rotate. I can't go into the technical details because he's restored an old Polyphon, which is a large 19th century German music box, and he uses it as a sort of bed to many of the songs on the album. Anyway, you can read all about it by going to Luke Daniels' own website, which you can get through our website, 3W'sMikeHardingFolkShow.com. Enough of me talking. This is Luke Daniels with a fine song, one of his own compositions based on the parable of the talents from the King James Bible. This is Three Servants.
He must have had three servants, and he called them unto his side. It's time for me to go away, journeying on the tide. And of my property I'll entrust to you these talents, all these treasures in kind. To each he gave five, two and one, with a reason in his mind. First he went at once to work, his talents full to double. Also him his talents too, as best his mind was able. The third he cursed through jealousy, his single gift, his treasure in time. When darkness came, he dug a hole to hide his master's money. Ten springtides the master sailed before he returned to settle. Servant spoke and trusted me, five talents I have double. Well done, you good and faithful servant, come and share your master's happiness. You'll be in charge of land and gold for the few that you prove faithful. The man with two gifts, he also came, saying, master, I've gained both. Trusted in me, talents to my usury will be full. Well done, you good and faithful servant, come and share your master's happiness. You'll be in charge of stocks and shares for the two that you prove faithful. Gather corn where I have not a scatter. So take this talent, take it from him then, and give it to the others. Those that have are given both, have it in abundance. Whosoever does not have his taken all from him, so throw this worthless servant out. In the darkness he shall weep and gnash his teeth so sorely. So come along, you bright bold souls, and put them each to work. Receive them back with interest gained, your jealousy you serve. Do not compare your talents to those with whom you feel your powers are small. For we have, we must be grateful, heed to the master's calling.
Three servants from the new Luke Daniels album Revolve and Rotate. Now, in the course of the last months, I've played a couple of tracks from that pan-European band Cara, C-A-R-A, not to be confused with the British band Cara with a K. And Cara's lead vocalist is Kim Edgar, Edinburgh-based singer, songwriter and pianist who's just got a new album out called Stories Untold. And just like Emily Portman has created new-made epic ballads of murder and witchcraft, retelling the old tales. So Kim Edgar has gone some way towards that on a new album. This is her reworking of the story of the two magicians, the tale of a lusty blacksmith who has magical powers and changes himself into various shapes to try and seduce a young woman, who also is a magician and can change herself into all kinds of shapes too. A tortuous story, with, as ever, sex at the base of it.
There lived a charmed, enchanting girl. A blacksmith did her woo. To him escape she shifted shape, but he had magic. She became the salt sea.
shook the stormy sea, and neither one was seen again. But I believe she's free.
The album is called Stories Untold, and that was Kim Edgar with the story of the Trois Magicians. It's time I played another track from the City of York's only vegetable ragtime band. All their instruments are made from vegetables, organic of course, and they also play a suitcase instead of drums, and all the band members, 27 of them, weren't born but were discovered under gooseberry bushes. Only one of those facts is true. Here's King Courgette with Hot Chili Rag.
Things go wrong, feeling blue, and your money's gone, and your woman too, and car won't go. Honey, that's a drag. Life's no fun, it's all a waste, and your tongue's gone numb, so you got no taste. Gotta take a little pinch. Chili rag. Got sweet hot chilies hanging on the vine. Any friend of the chilies is a friend of mine. If you got blues, got to throw them in a cooking pot. Sweet hot chilies eating by the load. We're gonna chew them chilies till our head explode. We don't care if they like our chilies hot. If you got chills, feeling sore, if you're diseased, well, here's the cure. Take a little pinch of that hot chili rag.
Chili Rag from King Courgette's eponymous album. Do get hold of it because it's full of really good stuff like that. Now, I got hold of a double CD recently of rare Sandy Denny classics called I've Always Kept a Unicorn, the acoustic Sandy Denny. Lovely, lovely unreleased versions of some Sandy Denny classics, including a beautiful version of the North Star Grassman and the Ravens, which was recorded live by the BBC when she was in concert. And I was looking at the lyrics, and it's quite amazing. Of course, ravens are a bird of bad omen. In Ireland, they believe that there's three drops of the devil's blood in every raven. And some of the words, let me just read this. I wonder if they flew one day, she's talking about the ravens, and no one ever knew they'd gone to circle over ships at sea, claiming yet another sun. That is you to me. That is where I think you are, never on the land, but gone to find the North Star. The North Star, of course, being the pole star on which sailors used to set their bearings.
Upon the deck, as the ship went out to sea, the wind it took the sails and left the land a memory. All upon the shore, for to wonder why the sailor goes on to close their eyes.
Late Sandy Denny, the lady who wrote Who Knows Where the Time Goes, with the North Star, Grassman and the Ravens, recorded live by the BBC, and that's from the album I've Always Kept a Unicorn, double CD set of great Sandy Denny classics. I've just got time for one more song, and it comes from my favourite Wigan band of all time, Merry Hell. Merry Hell never fail to get their fingers on the pulse. I'm not going to comment on the political situation in this country nowadays, and I no longer do politics on Facebook, for example, because arguing with stone walls, well, life's too short to drink bad beer or dance with ugly blokes. So, I'll let my favourite Wigan band, Merry Hell, do it for me instead. This is We Need Each Other Now.
And though we stumble from the edge, our bottle gone, we drank the dregs. Our fingers still cling to the ledge. We need each other now. As borders crumble, land and sea, bored with ideology, the skinhead and the refugee, you need each other now. Rise up, you hopeful men and women who might try again. And with one voice, your message send, we need each other. Setting sun, I'm slow to stand and quick to run. And my brother asks, whose side I'm on? We need each other now. Rise up, you hopeful men and women who might try again. And with one voice, our message sent, we need each other now. Rise up, you hopeful men and women who might try again. And with one voice, our message sent, we need each other now. Yeah, we need each other.
Merry Hell with We Need Each Other Now, and that's a single from their forthcoming album. Thanks ever so much for listening. There's loads more goodies coming up in future weeks, so spread the word, keep the faith, and mind how you go, because this ship is now approaching the land of cocaine, where it will soon make landfall. Ta-ra.